This is Will's Band of the Week for September 4th, 2022. Welcome to another edition of Will's Band of the Week. This is Will, along with David, back at the Brooklyn Bureau.
I'm back. Thanks to that subsidized airfare from the podcast.
Right, and also the $10,000 studio upgrade, which has resulted in improved sound for David, right?
Well, that's what we're hoping. We'll find out when you're actually listening to this.
Right, you don't know because you're just talking, but I can say it's definitely an improvement. So the listeners will have to let us know whether the $10,000 upgrade was worthwhile. I think it was.
We know I have better looking sound equipment. Whether it's better sounding is something we'll have to figure out.
It's black and it's cool looking, that mic. And you got a nice mic stand, so it looks very, you know, comfortable. You can just kind of, I think I told the listeners, I finally learned how to mount my mic, inspired by Jason. So I have it set up just like Jason does now. And it's kind of nice to have two free hands. You don't have to grab the microphone. So, okay, there's the exciting update.
You don't have to pretend that you're on stage rapping.
Right. The other news for people is that I'm going to be out of town the next 2 weekends, and it's going to be basically impossible to record a podcast. So either there will be no podcast, or maybe I was thinking maybe I could just throw up a tiny little, like, one bonus song of the week or something, just to keep in touch with the listeners. So I might try to do that.
Keep the streak going.
Yeah. That way, you know, Monday morning or whenever you get it, you'll have something just to stay in touch. But maybe not. So I just don't want to raise expectations. Then we'll be back, and then the releases will keep coming out. We'll just be going, you know, usually, I don't know, I think we've been in a little bit of a lull, right? There haven't been, like, a ton of releases. Uh-huh. But usually September and October are really big months.
Yes, everybody's got to get something out the door before year-end lists season starts and you know, holiday season and all of that, right?
Right.
I think December 1st is probably the deadline for everything.
I would even say, like, maybe November 15th. Nobody puts anything out, like, Thanksgiving week.
That's true.
You know? Yes. And then December, you already have people putting out the year-end list, so you can't wait. But remember,
I guess November is it, yeah.
Wasn't it a couple of years that your old favorite Sidney Gish put out albums on New Year's Day, right?
Right, or New Year's Eve, either New Year's Eve or New Year's Day, that's right.
Yeah, and we haven't heard from her now in like 2 or 3 years, right? Any word? What she's
up to? Well, wait a minute. Sidney Gish update. Do you have a jingle for that?
No, I don't, but I was just wondering if there would be, but I'm glad.
We should have one. little acoustic strum that goes with the Sidney Gish update.
Right.
She opened for Beach Bunny in Brooklyn last month. I was not available, but she opened for Beach Bunny. And apparently the crowd went wild because I watched a video. There's a video of two songs. I don't know why there's no video of the others, but two of her songs, and the crowd was very enthusiastic. You would think maybe they'd, you know, it's a Beach Bunny crowd, and they're just enduring this. Who is this weirdo with the one guitar and the pedals, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But she came out, and she killed him. She absolutely killed him. So.
So she was still doing the same thing? The solo act.
Solo, right? With the pedals, loops, like early Andrew Bird.
Yeah, I have to say she pulled that off pretty well, because I'm usually a skeptic of that, you know, the laptop rock. But you're right, it's more like the Andrew Bird thing.
She has not gotten to the stage where she's going to go out and hire a band or whatever yet. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if she ever will. But she does have two new songs on the set list, so we'll see what happens with that.
Well, you can watch for New Year's Eve, probably, right?
That's right. That's right. Look at New Year's Eve.
It seemed like she was kind of on an upward trajectory, right, when we saw her at South by Southwest. And I think you saw her also, right, once or twice or in shows.
I've seen her a couple times.
Yeah.
But don't forget, she had to graduate from college, so she was a bit busy, a little bit too busy to. And now she's touring. Actually, I think she's touring Europe. I don't know who she's opening. She's opening for somebody in Europe. So,
if you're opening for Beach Bunny, it's funny to think of it that way, right? Because we, you know, some of the bands we like open for, you know, I don't know, the Strokes or something. You're like, whoa, you know, just being on the bill with a crowd that huge, you're gonna like, it's gonna be great, right?
Yeah.
But now it's like opening for Beach Bunny is big enough that opening for Beach Bunny is now like a pretty good thing, right?
I would think so. Yeah.
Yeah. So she just needs a TikTok thing going, right?
Yep.
How do you, okay, I mean, Anurag could explain this, right? So I think of TikTok as being like those 20-second videos or something. Or do they put whole songs up there?
They're not all 20 seconds. I've seen longer ones, but yeah. I mean, a minute or so is about, I think, all you get.
So Beach Bunny got famous by just having little tiny snippets on TikTok and people just went nuts?
Yeah, it was a snippet, and I don't even know what the visual was because, you know, what people do is they see something and they pick up the audio and you can, like, cut and paste that audio onto your video.
Okay.
And so it propagates that way. So for all I know, the Beach Bunny song was on, you know, was on a bunch of different TikToks.
Mm.
Or maybe it was just on their TikTok. I don't know. But, you know.
If it's on somebody else's, they're not going to give credit, though. You wouldn't even know what it was, right? If it's just background music.
But there's a little window at the bottom of every TikTok that says audio, and then it indicates either whether it's the user's audio or whether it is credited to an artist.
Oh, okay.
You would see that down there, and you would say, who is this? And go off and...
Okay.
So that might be how it happens.
I'm just thinking Sydney Gish needs a TikTok to... vault her the rest of the way to indie rock stardom, right?
Definitely.
All right, I guess it's time for this. I have yet another live report. That's just crazy, right?
You do.
I'm kind of on a streak here. It's not going to last. There's no way it can last. But when we've got them, we're going to report them.
Yes.
So this is what happened. Months and months ago, there was a snail mail gig announced in Madison. And I thought, that might be kind of cool. And that's what I thought. That might be kind of cool to go to. Didn't think much of it. Months and months passed. Then it was getting kind of closer. So I looked it up and I thought, maybe that would be a fun thing to go to. And then it was sold out. So, okay, sold out. But, you know, sold out is a relative term these days because nothing's ever sold out if you want to buy it from a third party, whatever you call it, reseller.
If you can pay enough, nothing is sold out.
So I was still thinking about it earlier this week, and this happened... this week on Wednesday night at the Majestic Theater, one of our better venues here in Madison. And I just got talking to my son Grant because the opener, one of the openers was Mama, which was like, I love that album. So I thought that was my biggest motivator. But then the first band, there's three bands. The first one is called Hotline TNT. And that's led by a guy named Will Anderson, who... is actually, he lived in Wisconsin for a while. Then he was in Vancouver, and he went to the art school where my son Grant went for a little before Grant was there. And then he had this band called Weed, which was one of Grant's favorite bands when he was in high school. So then now he's got this band called Hotline TNT, and they say on their Bandcamp that they're from Minneapolis, but I think he moved to Brooklyn for indie rock stardom because he said they're from New York now. So anyway, this guy has like a rockin' band, and then Grant said, "Yeah, that'd be kind of fun to go." So then I looked it up on the reseller site, and it was only a little bit more expensive than the original tickets were. So I'm like, "Okay, let's do it." So, opening.
So you had a personal connection, a hot band that you like, and a veteran in the making that you like.
Exactly. All on one bill. Right. So it's like, let's do it. Right. So Hotline TNT, they are kind of like, I'm going to say they are, well, for the newer, younger bands, I'd compare them to Avlov, maybe a band that has sort of a guitar arsenal. And then for the aging rockers, maybe Dinosaur Jr. They have a three guitar arsenal. Uh-huh. And I liked them. They're very good. They, you can't find them on, it's very funny, I read an article. And the guy Will Anderson is like, I'm purposely trying to make it hard to find my music. That's his strategy.
So if you look up Hotline TNT, you get a phone number for emergencies or something.
Yeah, I guess so. Yeah. But you, it's who not.
Who do I call if I find a bunch of explosives in my backyard? Right. Hotline TNT.
Exactly.
1-800-808
yeah. TNT something. Yeah.
Right.
But it's not on the streaming services. It's not even on Bandcamp.
Wow.
I think there is a
not
stream.
Even on Bandcamp. That's
no, I think there's a stream.
Almost unheard of.
I'm pretty sure there's a stream of the whole album just on YouTube, like one YouTube uh-huh. feed that just has the album uh-huh. from like sometime last year, late 2021. Anyway, solid, good band and fun. And then Mama? Yeah, how can you not like Mama? It was great. Both Hotline TNT and Mama, the mix could have been a little better. I think the guitars needed to be rocking a little louder, but overall they've got pretty good audio in that venue that, you know, is kind of pretty high fidelity. I just thought the guitars could have rocked a little more. Yeah, very fun, very cool. So, Snail Mail, it's weird. I have kind of mixed feelings about Snail Mail because I feel like both that they're getting better, but I'm not quite as excited about them as I was before. So it's kind of, the sound was really good. She's got a band now that seems more like a full band. It's not, it used to be Lindsay Jordan and her like super emotive vocals were like dominating everything. And now there's sort of a better balance now, I think, with the whole band.
Oh, yeah.
On the other hand, I wasn't quite, I don't know, maybe it's just this thing where, well, it's up to the third album and I don't have quite the excitement level about seeing them that I had before. So,
yeah.
Still solid, though, and overall good gig, and I'm glad I went. So,
no,
there you
I
go.
Know, I know exactly what you mean. They've added people, they've gotten more professional, but yeah, it's, it might not be as impassioned and as sort of raw as it once was.
Right.
But, you know,
yeah.
It is what it is.
Yep. Yep.
She's carving a certain path.
The other thing I'll mention.
Knows what she's doing. Let's put it that
oh,
way.
Oh, totally. Yeah. And the other thing I'll mention is, boy, the fan base, they were going wild. And I have not seen a show that I can remember where the first like 10 rows from the stage we're probably like 70% women, so it's like she's got mm-hmm. like a super, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which is kind of cool because she's kind of inspiring people. And I did feel kind of old because, well, of course, just, yeah. you know, that's the way it is in, when you're an aging indie rocker. But even more so at this show, I struggled to find a couple people in my general decade.
Yeah.
But it was fine. That's cool.
Well, speaking of crowds, though, there's a guy who does, I don't know how he does it, but he goes to like 3/4 of the concerts that I wish I went to in New York.
Uh-huh.
Like, you know, he was at both nights of Mitski's recent stint, and he was at Beach Bunny. Anyway, and he takes videos of every song.
Wow.
I'm not saying they're great videos, because sometimes there'll be people blocking him or whatever, but he just stands there and does a video of every song.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how anyone can do that and enjoy the music, but he
yeah.
does.
Yeah.
Anyway, at one point he has a shot of every song that Beach Bunny did at Brooklyn Steel.
Mm-hmm.
And just for one part of one song, he pans over to the front of the crowd And it's terrifying because everyone is jumping up and down and screaming. So, I mean, it's like you just feel like you would get knocked over in about 3 seconds if you ran into me anywhere within like 15 feet of the stage. So enthusiasm.
That's good.
It's great. But, you know, yeah. I would have had to stand in the back of the room, I think.
Yeah.
For my own safety. Anyway.
Well, this was enthusiasm, but it's not, you know, snail mail is not like mosh pit style music, you know.
No.
So there's nothing like that. You could go up there and you'd be just fine. So
okay.
But it was still kind of cool to see. Obviously, as I mentioned, it was a sellout, and so it was pretty packed. And I'm hoping it wasn't a COVID super spreader. Maybe we're beyond. Are we past COVID super spreaders? Maybe we are. There's just enough immunity out there that it's okay. But so I'm hoping.
I don't know.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Well, the last time we talked to you, you were talking about the, you know, the fun local music out in Colorado. But I'm assuming that you haven't gotten any live reports from between then and now.
No, not really. Not really.
But you'll be back, right? Back to the Brooklyn scene.
Yes, definitely. Got a couple things in two in September, three or four in October. So.
Great.
Working on it.
You know what's kind of sad? I don't think I have any tickets right now for anything upcoming.
Well, as you just pointed out, you can always jump in at the last minute.
It will happen. It will happen on my upcoming trip. I've at least made notes of a couple things that are out there and available, so I'll probably see something.
Okay.
But, yeah, let me check. I got to check the tickets folder. Oh yeah, no, I'm going to go see something in I'll hold back and not say what this is, but I'm really excited about this. My son, who's never been on the podcast, and I are going to go see a show in Chicago in about 3 weeks, late September, after I'm back from my trip, and we're really excited.
Someone who's not Reese and not Grant?
No, this is Jackson, who's too shy to be on the podcast, but also who likes some pretty cool music, so we're really excited about this show we're going to see.
Wow.
So I'm going to go, okay, people are going to, you can research this and you can figure it out if you want to sleuth it or whatever, but we're going to go to the Empty Bottle, which is a really like legendary indie rock venue in Chicago that I've never been to, so that's going to be fun.
Okay. Incidentally, I looked up the bar in Portland that you were talking about, Kelly's.
Kelly's Olympian. Yeah.
Kelly's Olympian, yes. I wanted to look at their their calendar and see, you know, who they had upcoming.
Yeah.
They had about 3 months worth of dates. I did not recognize a single, I think I might have recognized one name out of the entire 3 months. And I still couldn't really remember who that was. So I guess it's all local stuff. But did you know that bar has been in continuous operation since 1902? It's either the third or the fourth oldest still functioning bar in the state.
That's cool. Yeah.
That venerable.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, and it's very, very basic. It's just like a garage space, but I love spaces like that. So, yeah, that just shows you how many bands are out there, right? I mean, because of all those bands, like, playing in the next 2 or 3 months, you probably saw, like, 75 bands listed, you know?
Well, at least 50.
Yeah, and a lot of those bands are probably really good, so it's cool.
Some of them have to be, so, yeah.
Yeah.
So many.
Yeah, fun stuff. Check out your local music venues. That was, yeah. I don't just stumbled up, I don't even think I would have, I don't even remember how I found it because it was right next to my hotel, but right. You know, there's some of these places, and that place that I went to see Colatura, I'd never heard of that place either. And that's a similar thing where they have this huge list of bands, and most of whom you've never heard of. Mm. We got to shout out again, right? That's the High Watermark in Portland. So check them out. It was funny. I read the, you know, you kind of research the place you're going, right? So I looked at the reviews, and there are all these reviews saying, these people are miserable. The bartender's rude, you know, stuff.
Oh, yes. And, some of those, yeah.
And, but it was funny because there were a couple of people, employees, that looked kind of miserable. You know, it was funny. So, but they've got a cool little venue going, so very good. All right. On to the main event now.
Yes.
I've got a couple bands to talk about, and they might be interesting. In fact, I'm going to declare that they are. Do you have a preference to, as to who we talk about first? Should we give up?
No, we do alphabetical order.
All right. Alphabetical. Well, I guess it means lounge comes first. The Lounge Society, which I'd never heard of until like a week ago, and some, must have been the British rock press, was talking about this young band. Very young band. Very young and ambitious band.
It's a second album, and according to what I read, the first one received universal acclaim. So I don't know how we managed to miss it if it had universal acclaim, but
how could we miss that? That's outrageous. Well, anyway, they're from Hebden Bridge, UK. Now I have to look up where that is. Do you know where Hebden Bridge is?
No, I have no idea.
Okay, we're going to look it up right now so we can inform the listeners.
I have a feeling it's somewhere in the north, but I'm not sure.
Well, there it is. It's, you're exactly right. It's way north. It's just a little, kind of like if you went from Manchester to Leeds along that little route, but a little bit north of there. So, like, very north. Basically west of Leeds by about, 50 miles maybe, west of Leeds. There's a little tiny town called Hebden Bridge. And they've got this band called the Lounge Society, which are, now it's interesting that, like, I didn't even realize they had an album before this one. Because what I read about them is that they're really young, you know, 18, 19 range, right? And so is it their age or their sound that reminds me a little bit of the band Geese that we saw at South by Southwest? Are they kind of like that? Do I have a comparison there? Is it valid?
I guess it's valid in the sense that they're kind of all over the place, sort of anarchic, going in one direction and then turning around, going in another, and very, very loud and aggressive. Is that what you're thinking of?
Maybe, yeah. A little unpredictable. A little bit of talk singing and mostly guitar based. All right, let's see if we got it right or not.
I have a smidgen of news for you here. They are touring all over the place. They're touring all over the UK, and then they're touring all over Europe. And in the middle of October, they are on a bill in Birmingham with four other bands, one of whom is Porridge Radio.
Oh, cool. That's good.
So, our good friends.
All right. They're finding the cool people to play with.
Yes.
All right. The album is called Tired of Liberty. I'll start out with, let's play number three, No Driver.
You don't need to drive.
That's the Lounge Society from the new album Tired of Liberty. So I think that's pretty good. I said that it was guitar-based, and then it started out with a prominent synthesizer line. And then I said he was a kind of a talk singer, and then he pretty much sang the whole time.
He didn't talk sing at all.
Yeah. So a classic, typical bad description by us. But, you know, I think I still gave a fair description to the overall sound.
Yes. Well, let me see if I can mess it up even more, because I'm going to pick the second to last song, which is called Upheaval, which is kind of like the sweetest sounding song on the record. So, but I like it. So.
All right.
No, that was not an outtake from the Wilco Country album. That was, in fact, our friends, the Lounge Society.
Yeah, I like that one, too.
Now, you'll have to demonstrate the actual nature of the band by playing something else.
Yeah, I wonder if I can do it. So, okay, what I'm going to do here. I really like the first track, and I was listening to it and thinking, can I feature the first track? Is this worthy? And then you get halfway through the first track, and it does this really cool sort of slow down thing. And I thought, okay, if I play the first 2 minutes, we won't get that. So let's just bump it ahead, and then you can get an idea of like how cool this song really is. I think it's really good. People Are Scary. And it's a 3.5-minute track, so let's just jump ahead to like 1.5 minutes and then play it from there.
We'll be right back. this room. And nobody knows me in this room.
That's kind of cool, right? It's kind of bold to do a slowdown like that at the end. I think it really works.
And you got your talk singing in there, so your credibility has been restored.
Yes, I hope so. All right, that's the Lounge Society. The album is Tired of Liberty. If you like that, check it out. It's a fun, you know, kind of challenging, but not overly challenging. Maybe not as challenging as Black Midi, who we, in a very controversial manner, discussed last week.
No, it's no Black Midi, but you might think of it as being in that sort of Squid or Black Country New Road area where you can't quite place what category they belong in because they just do too many different things.
Right, right. So fun band to follow and watch. So there you go, The Lounge Society. All right, now we're on to... we did talk about the first Thick album, didn't we?
Yes, we did. Yes, I did.
Yeah, so this is Thick. We're talking about Thick now. All capitals. Yes. It's got to be all capital letters.
It's all caps. It's three women. It's Brooklyn-based. I think it always has been. I don't think they moved here from anywhere. I think they just started here. And it's their second album, as you say. I actually was introduced to this band by... I think I mentioned this before, but I was watching YouTubes of a local access TV show because Chris Gethard, who's a semi-well-known comedian, had this long-running show that was very crazy on local access TV. Your basic, you know, sort of Wayne's World kind of situation. And he would have bands on all the time. As a matter of fact, I think he had some fairly well known bands. If I remember correctly, at one point he might have had like Dinosaur Jr. or someone like that on. But anyway, he mostly had just, you know, people who somebody he knew who were in a band. And I saw this group Thick, and so I looked them up. And at that time, I think they had maybe a single or two out, but they had no album. So. Then when the album came out, which I think was 2015, something like that, we did talk about it, and I thought it was great. Anyway,
I think didn't they come out with an album in 2019? Because this is what I'm thinking beginning of COVID, because that's what I associate them.
So maybe I'm wrong. Let's see.
I have to verify this because I'm pretty sure.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, the album actually was 2020. I guess the singles were back in between 2015 and 2020. But yeah, by 2020 they got their album together.
I said 2019. I meant 2020. So my memory of this band was I was in Tucson, Arizona when the whole giant COVID explosion happened. Right, mm-hmm. And suddenly we went from like just kind of worried that it was going to be bad. And then suddenly it was like, we're in the thick of the thick. There's a word, the band Thick, right? We were like in COVID world.
Yes.
And I have this memory of driving this rental car around and you're in like, you know, you have to like wipe off the handle at the gas station. It's like, because at the time everybody thought it was like a, you know, mm-hmm. something that was on like countertops and stuff when not really realizing it was just an airborne thing. Yes. But anyway, that I totally associated with that. And I was like driving this rental car and really getting into this album a lot. So back in 2020. So here we are again. So
So I think what happened with them was they released the album and they were very excited about it. And of course, I think I'm sure they had a tour planned. And of course, the tour didn't happen.
Yep.
So here we are 2 years later. And I think they've been cooped up the whole time and just working on the next record.
Yep.
And they are touring now.
And the album is called Happy Now. So
Yes. Maybe
now that they've escaped or mostly escaped COVID, now they're happy. So let's play a track.
All right. Well, I would have to tell you that I have three or four favorites, but certainly the... first track, Happiness. It's not quite the title track, but close to it. It's pretty good. But I really like number 5.
That'd be Her Chapstick.
Yes.
That's Thick with some power pop, right?
Is it power pop or is it pop punk? I ask myself these questions.
Yeah, it's both.
I think it's pop punk verging on power pop.
I think that the term power pop is, in my mind, describes about like 60% of all the music I listen to, but it's only like it's used as a more narrow term, I guess. Because to me, that's power pop, but I think you're right. I think it would probably be described as pop punk. But it's rocking guitars, and it's rocking, and it's fun.
Yeah, they have the, even though there's three of them, it sounds like there's just a wall of guitars there. I guess that's a recording process. But
right.
I'm just checking. I was right. The Chris Gethard show, despite being, like I say, local access TV, had such guests as Real Estate, Cymbals E Guitars, Ted Leo, two guys from the Hold Steady, Fucked Up, who I believe Jeremiah is going to see.
Yeah.
Today or tomorrow. Mannequin Pussy, Mike Doty. Oh my God, the Front Bottoms. Just amazing.
Yeah,
amazing.
Guys got good taste.
Yeah. So I take back what I said about it being just being friends of friends. Jeff Rosenstock. Wow. Quite a list. Who knew?
All right. Well, then obviously Thick is on their way to indie rock stardom. But they're already in Brooklyn, so they can't move anywhere because they're already there. So I guess they just better get the indie rock stardom now.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I would go see them in Brooklyn, except that they had the bad taste to schedule their only Brooklyn concert on the same day that I already had tickets for something else. So.
It's funny how that happens, isn't it? You think of all the, you know, that it would take quite a coincidence, but it's amazing how many times that happens, that you get a conflict.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, let's go. I like number 4. Let's go back to that one, Tell Myself.
Yes.
Just a part.
That's thick. And they're rocking.
Yeah. It's a pretty consistent record, I must say. Doesn't seem to have any real weak points. And it's in your wheelhouse. It's 11 songs in 33 minutes. So.
Yeah, that's get it. Excellent length.
In and out quick.
Yep.
So my second pick, I'm going to go with number 8, Wants and Needs.
I can't get what I want if I don't even know what that is. And I can't get what I need if I'm not ever asking for it. And I'm so zoned out with my face in my drink. And I am too afraid of what I'll do or what I'll say if I can't get this out of here. When I fail, I do it fast. I've got nothing left in this engine. How can I offer help if you're too stubborn to ever listen? I'm so zoned out with my face in my drink, and I am too afraid of what I'll do or what I'll say if I can't get this out. I'm crying every day.
I'll concede that sounded more like power pop than pop punk.
I don't know. I was trying to. I was debating in my mind that idea, listening to that, and I thought, you know, it's kind of like the Ramones, those power chords, which would make it more pop punk. So I don't know. It's a tough debate there. Anyway, it's rocking, and it's the band Thick, and the album is Happy Now. So if you like that. Those tracks, listen to the rest. It's fun stuff.
Well, I guess that takes care of everything, so we have nothing more to offer, right?
Yeah, we should probably just sign off because there's really nothing more to talk about.
Okay, well, it's been real. Oh, wait.
Wait a minute.
What's that I hear?
Wait.
It's the bonus song of the week. It's the bonus song of the week.
Nicholas wouldn't let us end there because he'd lose the royalties. You know, we had to play that. And it's like, I don't know. We might need to take out a loan in order to pay off his royalties. So I don't know, but whatever it takes, you got to do it. So do you have one queued up?
Well, I was thinking as my song of the week that I would pick something that I actually sent to you earlier because I just started listening to someone. I think I've heard 3 songs off his record, but he sounds very interesting, and he falls in that funny category of occupied by bands like Second Grade, where they do a song in a minute and a half and then move on to the next one.
Right.
So he has a record. His name is Mo Troper. And he has a new album out, actually, called MTV, which is, are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
It's 15 songs and 30 minutes.
Gotta love that.
So you gotta love that. You gotta love it. So as I say, I've only listened to a few things off of here, so I don't really know. I'm not endorsing the whole album, although I probably will after I hear the whole thing. But I did send you a cut, and that is cut. Oh, it's the second track. What do you know?
You can never go wrong with track two. Yeah, yeah.
It's track two on the album MTV by Moe Troper, and it's called "I'm the King of Rock and Roll."
The guy's got a lot of confidence to have a song called "I'm the King of Rock and Roll." Let's see if he can back it up.
Absolutely.
That's Moe Troper from Portland. He should be playing at Kelly's Olympian, don't you think?
He probably has in the past.
You'd think so. They have so many great venues. They have a lot of great venues in Portland, other than the underground ones we mentioned. There's the more mainstream. There's the Doug Fir Lounge and the Mississippi Studios and so many. You know what that sounded like? It totally sounded like a second grade song where you just messed it up and made it really distorted and kind of lo-fi, right? But it had that vibe. That was great.
The guitars are a little janglier, a little louder than second grade, but other than that, it sounds very second grade.
I added it to my library as we were listening. I added the album to my library, so this will be an upcoming full album listen. We'll see if the rest of it can stand up to that track, but that was great. Excellent. All right. I love it when the bonus song of the week is just done for me. I don't have to do any work. It just it reveals itself, right? So this week it just totally revealed itself because this week our own friend and co-podcaster, Jason, announced his new EP coming out later in September. I think it's the 22nd. Red Pants, a new EP, will be coming out September 22nd. And the lead track, I think it's great. It's one of the best things Jason has done. It's a little kind of krautrocky, a little droney, and like super catchy, and I think it's great. So you can get it right now as one of the advanced tracks. So the Red Pants Bandcamp is redred.bandcamp.com, and the first track is called Century Phaser, and that is my bonus song of the week. Here we go. See That's Red Pants, consisting of our friend and fellow podcaster Jason and his bandmate Elsa, and they have a new EP coming out, and so check that out.
And look for it on Bandcamp.
Yes.
And there may be a cassette involved as well.
There might be. And here's the other thing. He's done a super cool video that is just a great example of his artwork. So if you want the visual enhancement, just do a Google search for Red Pants Century Phaser. You'll find it on YouTube, and it's great. So excellent. Love to hear it and see it. And you know, when we get in-house music, we gotta feature it, especially when it's good, which this is. So very cool. So I got a special, because I'm a special person, and I subscribe to Jason's Patreon. So all of us special people got the not only the advance copy of the EP, but it's 10 tracks instead of 5, because he's got a bunch of bonus tracks. So super cool.
Uh-huh.
So, and if you count his bonus tracks, it's 10 songs and 20 minutes. How do you like that?
Perfect.
Yeah. It's great. So, all right. Keep on rocking, Jason. Glad we got that bonus song. And let's see where we are in the recording at this moment. Oh, my God. We're like right at an hour. So, like, when I edit, add the music. Ugh, I don't know if we can do it under an hour. We've been trying to do a podcast that doesn't go over an hour, and it's very challenging because we blabber so long. So, maybe that's it then.
Cut out some of that music journalism.
It's the lack of music journalism should make it shorter, really.
Because we'll take out the discussion of how many bands have played at Kelly's Olympian and
yeah,
which I brought up.
So, take out the boring stuff.
We already covered that bar last week, so we don't really need to go back to it, do we?
All right, good enough. I would usually say we'll talk to everybody again next week, but I don't know what we're going to do next week or the week after, so. Hang in there, people. The podcast is still rocking. We might get something next week and the week after. You just never know. Definitely see us in 3 weeks at least with another edition of Will's Band of the Week. Good night.
Good night.
The Will's Band of the Week podcast is brought to you each week from Fourth Bedroom Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, with correspondents from the United States, Canada, England, and Australia. You can subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, or anywhere else podcasts are found. All of our episodes can be found at willsband.net. To contact us, send email to willsband@yahoo.com or find us on Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram. Our theme music was composed by Grant and performed by Grant and Will. Thanks for listening.